USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates marched in Washington Friday as part of the observance, but the actual anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, legalizing abortion, is today. Smaller demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned across the nation today. In New York State, lawmakers may vote on a controversial bill that would allow a woman to get an abortion all the way up to just before birth. Donald Trump lashes out at the media. That's Donald Trump Jr. for how it's treating his father.
Imagine what he could do without the noise, without the, oh, every day there's a new reason for impeachment. Let him do his job. That's the job he was elected to do. And the media right now is really trying to subvert this democracy. They've done more to hurt the credibility of this country's institution as a democracy.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
What's likely to be a crowded field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 picks up another candidate in Congresswoman Kamala Harris of California.
Harris, who's 54, telling ABC's Good Morning America, I'm running for President of the United States, and I'm very excited about it. Harris, who is black, announcing on Martin Luther King Day.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. The two doctors responsible for the care of a comatose woman who was raped and later gave birth at a Phoenix, Arizona healthcare facility are now out of work. In a statement, the Hacienda Healthcare Center says one of the doctors has resigned, while the other has been suspended. A Michigan man accused of being a spy by Russian authorities is to make his first court appearance in Moscow today, and Paul Whelan's brother David says they're doing what they can to help him.
In a typical legal action, Paul doesn't have enough money, neither does his family, to pay for, you know, a two-year-long legal defense, and so we're trying to raise money to help him.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says a new Russian cruise missile system is proving the Russians can't be trusted. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, Russia is beginning legal action against Facebook and Twitter, its communications watchdog agency, opening administrative proceedings against the social media giant, saying it's not following local data laws. The agency says Facebook and Twitter haven't explained how and when they'll comply with laws requiring them to store Russian users' personal information on servers in Russia. And Country Music Hall of Famer Maxine Brown Russell has died. The member of the brother and sister trio, the Browns, was 87. She died of complications of heart and kidney disease in Little Rock, Arkansas. And remember, you can find us online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.